Hi, everybody. Welcome to Oh Look, a Squirrel. I'm Doug Cox. Happy to be back here asking the age-old question, is anybody listening out there? Podcasts are so funny because you never really know. If you're out there, let me know, okay? This show is going to be called Stuff I Got to Play On, and I just thought it'd be fun to make a show to show you some of the great music that I've gotten to play on over the years. These aren't things I produce necessarily. They're just music I've gotten to play with some friends, and I've been really lucky. There's been a lot of it. So I'm going to start off the show today with a track by a friend who now lives in Rwanda, man who's called the Mighty Popo, and he came and lived in Canada for a number of years in Montreal. Went back to Africa where he started a music school and just a couple of years ago celebrated the first year of graduates at that music school. I guess he's become quite well known over there, and rightfully so. He's done some amazing work there to spread the word of music and to teach musicians over there. He's took the skills he learned, I think, in Canada in regards to festival production and music school and that kind of thing. He also started a festival over there too, which is a pretty cool thing. It's amazing how far these influences spread. Anyways, Popo came to play the Olympics in Vancouver quite a few years ago. I forget when it was, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and I was there too. And he got in touch and said, hey, let's do some recording while we're here. So I said, okay. So we went into the CBC studios, snuck in one day when there was nothing going on, and we recorded. I'm playing my double neck Weisenborn guitar on this track, and it's a lap style slide guitar. This one's a bit unusual because it's got two necks, and it's really fun to play this instrument. It's tuned to open D and open G, each different neck, and get to go back and forth between the two necks, which is a pretty fun thing to do. My double neck was made by Neil Russell from a company called Celtic Cross Instruments in Victoria, BC, and he makes some gorgeous instruments. So let's listen to this to kick things off. Here's Mighty Popo from a album called Gikondo, and the song is called Impugna. Yeah. That's the Mighty Popo, and you're listening to Oh Look a Squirrel, and I'm Doug Cox, and I got to play my double neck Weisenborn on that one. That one was nominated for a Juno Award for World Music Album of the Year, I'm proud to say, and it's funny when you get to play on records, they're like little time capsules if you ever get to hear them again. Lots of times you don't really listen to them again, just because you're busy, you know, you're busy working on whatever is current. So it's fun to go back and visit this stuff with you. And it certainly takes me back to the situation I was in when I was recording. And like I said, that time we were at the CBC studios in Vancouver during the Olympics. It was real fun. Here's one that I've done fairly recently. I do a lot of tracks at home in my recording studio here at home. People send me stuff and I play on it, send it back. This next track comes from a gentleman who lives in Ontario. And we've become friends at various festivals. We end up sometimes on the same workshops together at different festivals in Canada. His name is David Gillis. And not only is he a brilliant musician himself, but he's also the dad of a great Canadian songwriter, Arianna Gillis. David made this great CD. It's one of my favorite pandemic CDs, I guess you could call it. The CD is called Cooing with the Doves. And the song that I got to play on is called Walking Away from a Fight. And it's unusual. I think it's the kind of song that only David Gillis could write. So let's listen to that one. I think I was playing dobro on this one.
Mama, Papa, look at me now. I'm walking away from a fight. You must be standing so proud. I'm walking away from a fight. Oh, mama, mama, papa, papa, look at me now. I'm walking away from a fight. You must be standing so proud. I'm walking away from a fight. Thank you. lip and I just let it all slide, let it slide.
Gillis from Ontario, walking away from a fight. That's a fun song. Here's another one that I got to record on at home. This is from my buddy up north, Lila Gilday, wonderful Indigenous singer-songwriter, killer singer. I tell you, she's a great singer. And she put out a record called Calling All Warriors, and I played slide guitar on this one. This one's called Listen, Sister. Here's Lila Gilday.
Strife. Would you speak when no one dares?
That's Leela Gilday, Listen Sister. And I played electric lap steel guitar and bottleneck slide guitar on that one. Fun song. You know, I was thinking the first song I played, we talked about how we recorded that at the CBC studios over in Vancouver. And I actually had the privilege of playing on the very first thing recorded in the new Studio One when they first opened it. We did this recording there. This was actually a thing we did for the CBC. It was a theme song for Disk Drive, if you remember that show with Jürgen Gotth. That was a national radio show here in Canada. And they had a song called Fanfaronette, which is a piece of classical music that they had lots of people do different versions of, and they asked me to do a dobro version of. We originally started off doing a classical version for dobro and guitar that we spent hours working on as a sort of a different arrangement. And then we showed up in the studio to play it, and they said, uh-oh, that's not what we wanted at all. We were hoping for a bluegrassy version of the song. So we threw this together in the studio, which was really fun. And they used it a lot back when the show was on. You might remember it if you're from Canada. This is Fanfaronette. This is the theme for Disk Drive from the CBC, recorded as the very first thing recorded in Studio One, CBC. That's Fanfaronette, the theme song to CBC's Disk Drive. I'm Doug Cox. You're listening to Oh, Look, a Squirrel. And today we are going through stuff I got to play on episode one. Maybe I might do another one if there's enough interest. Here's a duo from Twin Peaks from Fort St. John, B.C., Lindsay and Naomi. And I don't think they're together anymore as a duo, but they made some cool music, and I got to play on one of their songs, which I like a lot. This is called God Damn, and I think I'm playing dobro on this one too.
They say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, but in my case it tends to wander. this constant need for love and adoration leaves me cold when there's no one to mention. God damn, you look beautiful today. I love the way you smell and the way you taste. I'm going to hold you close so you can get away. And I love you more each and every day. What I have
That's BC's own duo Twin Peaks from way up north, Fort St. John, BC. We'll go to California now. Playing on a CD for a guy named Dan Navarro, who you might know. He wrote, co-wrote We Belong, the big hit song for Pat Benatar. And he was Navarro of Loan and Navarro fame as well. He put out a CD called Shed My Skin in 2019. And I played on a song for that one called Sweet 16.
Anything for my sweet 16. You know I'd do anything for little runaway child. Gave my heart an engagement ring. She took everything, everything I gave her, my sweet 16. Built a moon for a rocking chair. I never dreamed it would rock her far from here. Oh, someone's built a candy castle for my sweet 16. Someone's built a candy house to house her in. You know I'd do anything for my sweet 16. You know I'd do anything for a little runaway child. Memories can burn you. Memories get older every day. They just get colder, like sweet 16. Baby, it's plain to see, oh, oh, that you are done with me. Oh, 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 oh. Someone's built a candy castle for my sweet 16. Someone's built a candy house to house her in. Someone's built a candy castle for my sweet 16. Someone's built a candy brain and filled it in. You know I'd do anything for my sweet 16. You know I'd do anything. Everything I gave her, my sweet 16. I built a moon for a rocking chair. I never dreamed it would rock her far from here. Oh, 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 oh. Someone's built a candy castle for my sweet 16. Someone's built a candy house to house her in. Someone's built a candy castle for my sweet 16. Someone's built a candy brain and filled it in. Ooh, someone's built a candy castle for my sweet 16. Someone's built a candy house to house her in. Ooh, someone's built a candy castle for my sweet 16. Someone's built a candy brain and filled it in. Sweet 16, you know I'd do anything. Little runaway child, little runaway child, little runaway child.
Spooky, spooky song. That's Dan Navarro with Sweet 16. You know, one of my favorite things to do when I record is I get to do remote recordings fairly often. And what that means is that we go to a really beautiful place and we set up a studio wherever we are and we record right there instead of recording in a recording studio. Usually when I've done that, I've gotten to work with a man named Miles Wilkinson, who's living in Edmonton now, and he lived in Nashville for a long time. And Miles was one of the original remote recorders. So he'll pull up in his van and he's got a whole recording studio in there, and give him a couple hours and he's got wherever you are set up to be a studio. We've done stuff up in the mountains in a beautiful resort, and we've done We did a CD in a house in Harrison Hot Springs, and we did another one in a barn in Edmonton, Alberta. And I think we've done a few others, too. Always a pleasure to work with Miles. We did one in Ashcroft, BC, at a place called the Pioneer Opera House, which was a really great venue. Unfortunately, I don't think it's around anymore, but it was kind of a concert house restaurant. And the man who ran the place, his name is Martin, and he was a gourmet chef. And we made one of our Slide to Freedom records there, which is a band that I had with Salil Bhatt and friends. And it was kind of a Indian fusion band. Every CD we made had a bit of a different flavor to it. The one we made there, we had a very special guest with us from New Orleans, the singer John Boutte, who's a dear friend and one of my favorite singers in the world. And we recorded that. We were there for about a week, I guess. And here's a song off that CD. This was nominated for a Juno, too. And the song is Thomas Dolby's song called, or sorry, Dan Hicks' song called I Scare Myself, which was recorded by Thomas Dolby, turned into a big hit for Thomas. And this is our version with John, the golden vocals of John Boutte. I'm playing an instrument called a gadji on this, which is a metal Weisenborn. It's like a Weisenborn guitar, which is a lap-style slide guitar with a hollow neck. But this one's made out of aluminum and has a cone in it as well. So really great sounding thing. And then Salil is playing his Indian slide guitar on this too, his Mohan Veena, which is pretty cool. Here we go. John Boutte and Slide to Freedom with I Scare Myself.
Myself when I'm without you, I scare myself just thinking about you. I scare myself the moment that you're gone. I scare myself and I let my thoughts run. And when I'm running, I keep thinking of you. And when I'm running, what can I do? I scare myself, and I don't mean lightly. I scare myself, it can get frightening. I scare myself to think what I could do. I scare myself, it's some kind of voodoo. And with that voodoo, I keep thinking of you. And with that voodoo, what can I do? This the better. And then I'll be with you, and I won't scare myself. I'll know what to do, and I won't scare myself. And my thoughts will run, and I won't scare myself. And I'll be with you, and I won't scare myself. It's me.
Scare Myself, a Dan Hicks song. That was my group called Slide to Freedom, our second CD, recorded in Ashcroft, BC. Hope you enjoyed that. We're going to go back up north now, up to northern Canada. This features a duo from up there, Grace and Grit and Tiffany Yalik, and they call themselves Quantum Tangle. We actually recorded this next track in Banff at the Banff School of Fine Arts in one of the beautiful cabins that they have up there. We just happened to be up there. I was there mentoring, and they were there doing an artist retreat and writing and recording, and they pulled me aside and said, hey, come play on this. So I did, and it was a lot of fun, and it features some northern vocal sounds. I want to say throat singing, but it's not, I'm not sure if you'd call this throat singing. This is Tiffany doing that part, and it's a percussive breathing that she's doing. Anyways, it's pretty cool. And this is from their record called Shelter As We Go, Quantum Tangle.
Shelter stay standing stout and true. For tired legs that might pass through, give them peace and warmth, a place to live. Who knew snow had so much to give?
Brr. That's Quantum Tangle, and that was recorded in Banff, and I have to tell you, I feel like a pretty lucky guy to get to have played with so many of these folks on so many of these great recordings. What a journey. I hope you're enjoying the journey with me today. Well, while we are in Banff, because that was recorded in Banff, I was at Banff another time, and I was on a songwriter's retreat with my friends Kim Ritchie and Linda McRae. And what that meant was we got to go to Banff and spend a week together living in a beautiful big house at the Banff School of Fine Arts and write songs together, basically, between the three of us. It was the first time that I had done a songwriting project that was based on a theme, and we decided to write about the photos that were taken by Dorothea Lange, who was the great photographer who took pictures during the Depression in the United States. She has one in particular called The Immigrant Mother, which I'm sure you've seen. And it was really cool because we did a bunch of research about that time period and about Dorothea's photos and about Dorothea herself. And then we sat down and we wrote some songs about the subjects, and we wrote a couple instrumentals too. And we literally recorded these while we were in Banff in that house, just as demos, mostly so we wouldn't forget them. And I used a Zoom recorder, if you know what that is, which is just it's like a little digital recorder with two microphones attached to it. But they turned out pretty darn good, considering we just sat those in the middle of the room and recorded. Press play, and this is what we got. So here's one of the songs off that demo session. This is called Work, Want, and Wandering. This is Linda McRae, Kim Ritchie, and myself. And I think I played guitar on this one. Here we go. Couldn't handle the load near a pea picker's camp.
and early frost killed the peas. No work for these hands. We went hungry, every child, every woman and man. And the stories we told, they were written in sand. I'd cry if I could, but I'm as dry as this land. Work, want, and water, and that's how it is. It all blows away. Work, want, and wandering when it all blows away.
Work, want, and wandering. I'm Doug Cox. You're listening to Oh Look a Squirrel. Today we're visiting songs that I got to play on, and I hope you're enjoying the journey. Sure is fun going back and listening to a bunch of this stuff. Sometimes I really like it. Sometimes I'm going, oh, geez, I wish I'd done this or I'd done that instead, but that is what recording is actually all about. Let me see. Maybe I'll play a set of three songs now. They're all duets that I've done over the years. I'm going to start with one that I did with my dear, dear friend Amos Garrett, and we recorded this one in Edmonton quite a while ago, and this features Ron Cassette, our late great friend, on the piano as well. This is a song that Louis Armstrong and Louis Prima, I think, made famous originally. It's a song called Life is So Peculiar. And then we're going to listen to a song that I did with Ruthie Foster and with Sam Hurry from a record that Sam and I made together, an old toot blues tune called Grinning in Your Face. And we're going to end off That's It with a song that I did with Long John Baldry. I'm just playing dobro on that one, but John and I just sat down and played Good Morning Blues together. So here's a trio of songs that I got to play on and sing on, too.
Vop-a-dee-voop-dee-vop-dee-zed. Life is so peculiar.
You get so wet in the rain
in British Columbia. You get so warm in the sunshine.
Oh yeah, you got that Alberta tan.
It doesn't pay to complain.
I'm not grumbling when I get up each morning. There's nothing to breathe but air.
Yeah, when I look in the mirror, there's nothing to comb but hair.
You're lucky. When I sit down to breakfast, there's nothing to eat but food. Life is so peculiar, but you can't stay home and brood. Whoa, life.
Tell me about it, Amos.
It's so peculiar. The desert's only got sand.
And that's grand.
The ocean's only got water.
Yeah, you can't drink it all up.
You never know where you stand.
When I go out to dinner, there's nothing to wear but clothes. And whenever I get sleepy, there's nothing to do but doze.
Oh, yes.
Whenever I get thirsty, well, Amos, you know that I like to drink.
I heard that. Life is so peculiar that it makes you stop and think. Yes, life,
father, do everyone.
It's so peculiar.
It sure is.
A fork belongs with a knife.
It sure does.
Corned beef is lost without cabbage.
I love cabbage. A husband should have a wife. Yes, life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life.
There's always that guitar.
Uh-huh.
It's so peculiar.
Sure is.
A bird can usually sing.
Not around me.
Carnivore. A pearl is made by an oyster.
New Orleans.
Rampart Street. You can't be sure of things.
When I get tired of resting, there's nothing to do but walk.
Nah, walking, walking.
When I don't care to listen, there's nothing to do but talk.
Keep your big mouth shut.
When I'm up in an airplane, there's nothing to do but fly.
Mm-hmm.
Life is so peculiar, but I often wonder why. Whoa, life.
Father, do everyone.
Is so peculiar.
Sure is.
A fork belongs with a knife.
Definitely.
Yes.
Corned beef is lost without cabbage.
You lost the cabbage. A husband should have a wife. Yes, life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life.
One more, Ron.
That's life.
How about you, man?
That's life.
Hand it over, Phil.
That's life.
Don't you mind people grinning in your face. don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't you mind people grinning in your face?
Don't you mind people grinning in your face?
How do you do? Well, good morning, blues. I said, blues, how do you do? I'm doing all right, boy. Good morning, how are you? I lay awake last night. I was tossing from side to side. Yes, I lay awake last night, tossing from side to side. Well, I had the blues so bad that I damn well nearly died. This morning, and I found the blues running around my bed. As I woke up this morning, found the blues running around my bed. And I went down to my breakfast and I found them all in my bread. Yeah, good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? I say good morning, blues. Ooh, blues, how do you do? Yes, I'm doing all right, boy. The morning, how are you? Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I miss that guy. Long John Baldry, Good Morning Blues. We recorded that one in Chemainus, B.C., here on Vancouver Island at a studio called Melodeon Studios, which used to be owned by a wonderful gentleman named John Ellis, who left us quite some time ago. I made quite a few records with John, originally at Will Miller's house in Brentwood Bay. I'll get to some of that stuff later, too. You know what? We are just about out of time for today, so I think I'm going to have to do at least one more episode of this. I could do quite a few hours of this stuff. I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's called Oh Look a Squirrel. I'm Doug Cox. We've been listening to Stuff I Got to Play On Today. You can reach me at DougCoxMusic@gmail.com if you want to. Please let me know you've been listening. As long as there's people out there listening, I'll keep making these shows. If there isn't, though, why am I doing it? Although I am having fun, and I am getting to listen to a bunch of stuff that I haven't heard for a long time, too. I'm going to leave you with a song I got to play on a record that was actually nominated for a Grammy Award. This is my friends from San Antonio and Austin, Los Tex-Maniacs, featuring Max Baca, who is probably the finest bajo sexto player in the world today, and his nephew Josh Baca, who is a disciple of the great Flaco Jimenez. And they made a beautiful record called Cruzando Borders for Smithsonian Folkways Records. And I got to play on the song that was written by John Hyatt and Ry Cooter called Across the Borderline. And I tell you, it's such a timely song right now. Such an important song. So thanks again for listening. It's been a pleasure. And I will see you next time around on Oh Look a Squirrel.
There's a land, so I've been told, and every street is paved with gold, and it's just across a borderline. And when it's time to take your turn, here's one lesson you must learn. You might lose more than you'll ever hope to find. When you reach the broken promised land, and every dream slips through your hands, then you'll know that it's too late. Change your mind, 'cause you've paid the price to come so far, just to wind up where you are, and you're still just across the borderline. Up and down the Rio Grande, a thousand footprints in the sand reveal a secret that no one can define. River flows on like a breath in between our life and death. Tell me who is the next to cross the line. When you reach the broken promised land, and every dream slips through your hands, then you'll know that it's too late. Change your mind, 'cause you pay the price to come so far, just to wind up where you are, and you're still just across the borderline, and you're still just across a borderline.